Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Like a PR staff from these offshore books like Bovada, and they always have random odds, right? Like, who's the next head coach to be fired, or who's most likely to land on this team? And we got an email yesterday from Bovada about who's the favorite to trade for wide receiver Garrett Wilson in the offseason. Garrett Wilson, for those that aren't familiar, he's very talented.
The Jets Garrett Wilson.
Very talented young wide receiver for the New York Jets, Garrett Wilson. That Garrett Wilson. And they send the odds. The Chiefs are 3-1, the favorite to trade for him, according to them. Then Houston's 5-1, the Bears 5-1. Baltimore, Denver, and the Chargers are sitting at 6-1. One, I was pretty stunned to see the Chiefs were favorites. I get why on free agents, on these odds, the Chiefs are favorites a lot of times, because they're when you're defending champs and stuff, a lot of people assume players want to come sign with you, right? Makes sense. Trading for Garrett Wilson only makes sense if you think two things are happening. Number one, somehow Garrett Wilson's value is way off. And he, at his age, which is not very old, and needing a new contract, somehow he only goes for like a second or third. Remember, the Chiefs, I don't believe, have a second round pick. If I know they have a first, they have a third, the Legarius Sneed trade.
Yeah.
I don't believe you're getting Garrett Wilson for less than a first. So that's the first problem. The other part, which goes hand in hand, is you would need DJ Humphreys to finally play a game again, look really good during the playoff run, and potentially lead them to a Super Bowl as their left tackle. The Chiefs then feel confident enough to sign him to another 1-year deal in the offseason, so that left tackle is fine for next year, to where they wouldn't need to utilize that first round pick on a left tackle. That's like the only scenario where you can talk me into it. Garrett Wilson's a really talented receiver, but you got to pay him also. He's at the point where he's going to be due a new extension. So next year, the wide receiver room, potentially, you'll bring back Rashee Rice. Now, he might miss the first 6 to 8 weeks. We'll see, due to suspension. We don't know. Xavier Worthy, of course, will be back. Could they bring Hollywood Brown back on a 1-year deal? Let's see what he looks like. He hasn't even played a game yet.
D-Hop, maybe.
He's getting older, though. But maybe he's an option on a 1-year deal. There's other guys under contract. I don't know what the future holds for Sky Moore. We just kind of know where he's at this point in time, but he's technically under contract next year. So that they will need another wide receiver if they don't bring back a Hollywood Brown or a D-Hop. But to me, just use one of your draft picks at that point, or find another veteran to sign. I'm not a big fan of this at all, and it's not saying it's going to happen. It's just they're the favorite to land Garrett Wilson. Do you disagree with me on this? 913-586-7965, because I understand they will need to go find another wide receiver in the offseason just because of numbers. But they don't need to go give up a first-round pick and pay a wide receiver when they don't have their left tackle of the future potentially on the roster, unless you think Kingsley is going to develop. I think there's a chance in year three for Kingsley they could give him another opportunity. I don't know how they're going into next season thinking Kingsley's the left tackle.
Are we sure that the Jets don't want to do this because Garrett Wilson's Madden rating isn't too good for Woody
Johnson? That's a good point. Maybe the owner doesn't like it.
But no, I think you're right, because you have to look at what else you have potentially coming up. Like, obviously, you have Mahomes and all the contract stuff, but you're going to have to pay Trent McDuffie. And I think that they're going to do that. Rashee Rice is going to get a contract eventually. You're going to have to do that. Xavier Worthy, you just got him. He seems to be the goods, at least to be a number two wide receiver down the line. I don't think it makes any sense for the amount of money that you would have to pay a Garrett Wilson, along with, hey, do we pay George Karlaftis? Do we extend Charles Omenihu? We know we're going to pay Trent McDuffie. Like, all of these things that you have to talk about with money, and obviously I don't know the numbers, so I don't know how they could navigate it. They might be able to bring all of them back, for all I care, and get Garrett Wilson, but weighing the options, is that, to your point, the actual biggest need for this team? Would it be better for them, if they don't bring Omenihu back, to get another pass rusher? to get a left tackle to solidify that offensive line, because in the end you can say it doesn't matter who Patrick Mahomes is throwing to. As long as Patrick Mahomes is healthy, then he can throw to anybody. It doesn't have to be Garrett Wilson for them to win, as he's shown before.
And Garrett Wilson will be 25 next season. So
I think he's great, but I don't know if it's worth paying him knowing you have the other guys you got to pay for.
Some teams should. I just don't think it should be the Chiefs. Like, somebody will, because
Houston makes 20, some sense.
25-year-old wide receivers with what he's done and also not the best situation get paid. I mean, that's just how this thing goes. He's got right now a contract 4 years for 20. I mean, it's his rookie deal. He's going. It's
he
that time.
Like two more years left.
There's the club option, right, or the player option, or the team option, I should say.
Okay.
In 2026, but for guys like that, they don't play it out. Usually you get the deal done before. So whoever don't know if he's getting traded. This is just
correct.
Bovada sent out an email with odds for Garrett Wilson's next team if it's not the Jets.
There haven't been any rumblings, right? There's been nothing other than this.
Other than the Jets being terrible and wondering whether they're going to have a new GM and they're going to have a new head coach next year, and who knows what their quarterback's going
to
be.
Why would they get rid of Garrett? To me, that wouldn't make, if there's one guy that you keep, like you keep Breece Hall and you keep Garrett Wilson. I think everybody else is up for grabs, I would say. But maybe Quinnen Williams you don't get rid of either.
Someone on the text line says, if you had to guess, what do they base these odds off of? So sometimes with the offshore odds, there's definitely an angle of trying to get attention. That does happen sometimes with the offshore books, for some of the crazier ones that are out there. Like when a coach vacancy happens and there's some bizarre names, it's usually to get people talking. I don't think that's what this is. But a lot of times, if there's a free agent available or there's a potential trade, whoever the top teams are in the league at that time usually are at the top of the list. The thought is that team would either be a player away, if you're talking about like Buffalo or something like that, from going ahead and winning a title, or you're a player that's a free agent, like, oh, that of course that player would want to go play for the Chiefs, right? Because they win championships or whatever it may be. So that's why the Chiefs, and look, they will need another receiver next year. Just the numbers. I mean, we just went through it. You're going to have Rashee Rice back, but he might be gone for 6 or 8 weeks. You know, you'll have Worthy. There's two receivers. I mean, you don't have a ton of guys locked up long-term in the receiver room. It's Rice and Worthy. So to me, I would rather just draft a receiver in the third round or whatever it is, second round. I guess they do have a second round pick, right? You draft a receiver in a mid-round pick, and that first round pick needs to be used either to draft a left tackle, but I don't know if there is one to draft, or you do the Orlando Brown Jr. trade type of thing again, which was trade the first round pick to another team that has an existing left tackle that's a year away from getting paid and go that path. But that's why I brought up the DJ Humphries thing. You know, the DJ Humphries scenario, if he finally plays against Pittsburgh and looks good during the playoffs, that's a big if, then maybe that's a guy you can bring back for another 1 year deal in the offseason. And then you can say, all right, we've got another year to figure this thing out. We don't have to go trade for a tackle. That to me should be your hope as a Chiefs fan right now, is that for this year, yeah, Humphries does it so they can win a Super Bowl, but that he's good enough and they're able to bring him back if he's good enough on a 1 year deal. And then you don't have to go spend another draft pick on a left tackle, and you get another year to try to develop Kingsley behind them.
Well, and maybe to the DJ Humphries angle, if you know that you don't have to go and get a tackle, maybe instead of bringing in Garrett Wilson, you use that for you trade up and you get a Tyler Warren from Penn State if Kelsey is gone. Or you trade up and you get another wide. You trade up and you find a way maybe to get a Luther Burden if his stock is actually falling into the later part of the first round. Like using that for another player that you got more control over, who's younger, maybe not as great as Garrett Wilson, but somebody who in your offense can really fit that mold. It sounds like you would almost rather bring back. I'm going to use D-Hop in this example because okay. I think it's more realistic. If they bring back D-Hop, they draft a guy in the second or third round, and their wide receiver room then is, let's say they use a first-round pick on a left tackle, or they trade it for a left tackle, whatever. Their wide receiver room would then be Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, whatever pick they have, and DeAndre Hopkins, which I think people can live with, where you wouldn't have to play D-Hop 60%. Like whatever he's getting right now would be good enough next season.
D-Hop would probably be cheaper in this scenario. It all this depends on the...
just use him as a situation guy.
Cheaper between him and Hollywood Brown, I mean. It depends on the playoffs, I think. You know what? it's easy to say now, but let's say either guy, D-Hop or Hollywood Brown, let's say they have a great postseason, especially Hollywood Brown, because we just haven't seen it. His first game is going to be tomorrow in a Chiefs uniform other than the preseason game. If he has a great postseason, there'll be, on one hand, you'll be like, man, got to bring him back. On the other hand, other teams will be like, okay.
How much do we have to pay him to?
Yeah, because the whole idea, remember when they signed him on a great one-year deal was, all right, he's going to have a chance to have a massive season and he's going to go get paid, whether it's in Kansas City or somewhere. Well, unfortunately, that plan didn't pan out. He suffers the injury in preseason, and we all know he doesn't play. So now, is he signing another one-year deal next year? I think some of it depends on the postseason. In a weird way, if Hollywood Brown is back next year, like the way he comes back is if he almost doesn't have a huge postseason. Like, if he's actually a big impact in the postseason, don't you think it's less likely he's actually back financially?
Between
the two receivers, I would rather have, I think, Hollywood Brown back next year if he does what I think he can still do for this team. And that's more of an age thing. DeAndre Hopkins has been terrific, and thank goodness they traded for him. But he will be another year older by the time we get to next August and September. So interesting stuff.